We're on.
Oh, we are?
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's up?
What are we doing?
We're brunch time and it's...
Oh, yeah!
You don't got any snackage by you right now?
I don't. I don't think I brought anything today.
Honestly, I'm still working on my oatmeal from this morning, and it's kind of cold, and not as appealing as it was about like 3 hours ago, but that's cool.
Is that overnight oats, or did you do the microwave oatmeal?
No, it was early morning oats that I put together really quickly, and now it's a little soggy.
Early morning oats. I like that. So, yeah, it is the Brunch Time Podcast brought to you by our friends at the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live Without Limits at the Whitcomb. And you've got something for me today, right? An idea? What do you got?
So, do you think you're better at adulting than most people out there?
Oh, man. I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Is there like a way of testing my adultiness?
Okay, so there's like a list of 10 things here. So, I probably won't get to all of them, but I'll at least try. I just saw one that I was like, ooh, definitely not for me. Here, we'll say that one first. Can you kill a spider without screaming?
Yes.
No. And that's the thing. It's like me alone. I'll just be like, I don't really scream, but I panic and I freak out and I sweat a little bit. And then I call my dog and hope for him to get it for me.
Does the dog take care of some of that stuff?
Honestly, the last apartment that I lived in was, it was kind of infested. It really was. We would get bugs like literally every day and it would be the grossest thing ever. And it would be those nasty ones with a lot of legs. And now he enjoyed those. He would just, like, he would see it before I would. As soon as he like looked another way, I'm like, oh no, there's a bug, isn't there? And he would get them. But then he would be so excited after getting them. And I'd be like, you stay away from me with your nasty mouth. I'm going to go give you a treat so that way you can wash that down.
Yuck.
Oh, so gross. So I'm not good at adulting when it comes to that. How about this? Can you fold fitted sheets?
I can fold a fitted sheet.
Can you teach me how to do that? Because apparently I'm failing at adulting so far.
It's really easy. It's honestly, because of the weird shape, it's not that bad. You just have to. There's a bunch of different ways, but what I learned is the easiest is you just need to make whatever shape you're folding.
Okay.
Whether it's a fitted sheet or like a round blanket or anything like that, you just need to make it into a rectangle. So that's by like folding in a side and folding in another side, then you have a rectangle. It's a lot easier to work with.
Okay, I guess I kind of do that already. Yeah. I just didn't know if there was a proper way. I just kind of
had friends that were like, oh, no, this is the way to do it. You got to do this. You got to grab this corner. Then you got to flip this one inside out. And I was like, that just looks too complicated. And it doesn't really look that great on the shelf.
Yeah.
It doesn't like look very uniform.
Yeah.
It's about as good as me if I just go and just roll it up and spin it around and then toss it in the cabinet.
Sound effect required.
Yeah.
How about this? Can you swallow a pill fairly easily?
I could swallow most size pills. The big, the horse pills.
Yep.
Yeah, the big giant vitamins that they'll do. Those are tough, but I am able to get that down with like a full glass of water.
Yeah, I don't know. I've always been pretty good about that. Never really had much of a problem because you'll see me in the morning. I take some supplements.
Sure.
And I have like a handful of supplements and I'll just take them all at once.
Right.
But then there's my sister who, the tiniest pill you give her, and she's like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. So she gets the chewable vitamins.
Yes. Oh, gee. So she's like what, in her 30s?
Yep.
And she has Flintstone vitamins?
Well, they're the gummies now.
Oh, so they're the adult Flintstone gummies.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
It's not easy, though. So, I mean, I can understand it, but I think it's just some people are better with it than others, you know?
Yeah.
This one, I think we will definitely both be able to do, but I think this is not something that maybe younger adults are good at doing.
Right.
Can you write a check?
I do know how to write a check. I don't have checkbook, and I don't write checks very often, but yeah, I can write a check.
So the last place I lived, I had to write a check to my landlord because he didn't get up to date with technology, so every month I'd be sending out our check. I remember talking to my roommate. She's like, yeah, can you do that? Because like, I haven't written a check since high school. I'm like, what? I don't know. I mean, and maybe I just had to write a decent amount of checks over the years or something.
It's like one of the easiest things you'll do.
So easy.
It takes like I think they taught us in school.
Yes.
In like math class. They were like, all right, guys, this is a fake check.
Yep.
I'll show you here in 5 minutes how to write this out and then also how to log it in your checkbook.
Okay. So I got two more for you here.
Okay.
Do you make your bed every morning?
No.
Okay.
I do not. I am not the first one out. I'm the first one out. So Jocelyn's in bed still. She kind of just tosses it over.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's about it. We don't go full on, you know, 9,000 pillows. We're starting to accumulate. I know I'm getting old because we're starting to accumulate the pillows on the bed.
Yeah, how does that happen?
We've got about 4 or 5 right now. Yeah. So I feel like by the time I'm 40, it's just going to be a bed of pillows.
Pretty much. Yeah, I don't know. For me, it's pretty easy. I don't really sleep with a comforter.
Okay.
I finally got one, but I just get toasty at night. So I usually prefer just a light blanket or something of that sort. So it's pretty easy for me to make my bed. But then I've heard that you really shouldn't make your bed because it gets more germy if you cover up.
Well, yeah,
you know?
I mean, you got that. You're kind of making an incubator for just germs and bugs and things like that. So for you, being a hater of bugs, you should just leave that thing open.
Yeah.
But does your dog go on your bed after you've been in it?
Sometimes. Okay. And that's another reason why I was like, I'd rather bring the blankets all the way up because, you know. And then now I've got a cat. And then she just likes to.
Yeah.
I'm like, get out of there, you nasty! You were just in your litter box. Ugh. Also, okay, here's the last one, and I think I'm starting to fail at the adulting quiz. On can you change a flat tire?
Oh yeah, I can change a flat tire.
Oh, I know you can.
I can definitely change a flat tire.
Okay, so I think I've reached the point now where I could do it, but it would take me a really, really long time because I've never actually done it myself. I've been the observer as someone else changed the tire for me.
Yeah, I learned my brothers and my dad taught me years ago.
Yeah.
So it's one of those easy thing. What I always have a big pet peeve about is the equipment that they give you to change a tire
is whack.
Is like not like good.
Here's
a little thing of tweezers to help you lift up your 1,000-pound car. Good luck with that. And yeah, it's I for years, no matter what car I have, I actually got like better equipment just so I knew that when I change my tire, because I've changed a tire before.
Yeah.
And as I'm jacking it up, the little tiny little jack stand actually like shifted and fell and the car fell back to the ground.
Oh, that's terrifying.
And I was like, that's not good because that could seriously damage my car. So I ended up getting better equipment. So yes.
That's good.
Definitely can change the tires.
We should have I don't know, just a little session once where you can teach me and
absolutely.
Well, make me actually do it because everybody else, I think the situations just like have occurred where, you know, it's like I'm stranded on the side of the road and someone had to come help me.
Right.
So they're like, I'm just going to do this really quickly for you because I can knock it out or else we're going to be here for a while. I mean, and it's true.
Exactly. Yeah. When you're on the side of the road, it's not really a good teaching moment. It's one of those you I'll show you later.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure, like, even years ago when someone's like, so do you have a donut? I was like, why do I need a donut right now? I mean, this is not the time for this.
Why, are we going to be a while? Do I need something to eat?
So if you, I don't know, if you answered yes to most of these questions, then you're in good shape if you're an adult. And
good.
If you answered no, then you better start working on some of this stuff because
otherwise
you're going to be failing. But, you know, according to this survey, there was some of the percentages weren't that high for people saying yes, so you're not alone in it at least.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually kind of am adulting better than I thought I was.
You are indeed.
This is good. Well, thanks for listening to the Brunch Time Podcast. It's brought to you by our friends at the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits at the Whitcomb. And hopefully from all this, you have realized you're a better adult. And you know what better adults do? They subscribe to the Brunch Time Podcast.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yep, it's real easy to do. Just go to 983thecoast.com, go to wherever you find your podcasts, look for 98.3 The Coast, or simply just download the Coast app in your app store and search for 98.3 The Coast, and then we got our podcasts right there so you can listen to them.
And it's
simple and easy.
Yeah, it's totally free, too, so no reason not to download it. And then you can take us with you wherever you go. How
Absolutely.
Exciting is that? They're like, I don't know if I want that.
Yeah, not everywhere. I don't want to take you everywhere.
Don't take us into the bathroom. That's weird.
No, you can do that because most people are going to be on their phone anyway. So why not kill some time by listening to the podcast?
If you're in the bathroom listening to us right now, I hope you feel a little bit weird at least because you're like, oh, gosh, you called me out.
We actually make the length of the podcast the typical time that people might spend in the bathroom.
Okay. Good. So, I didn't know that's the time we were trying to actually stay on. So.
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
So I think it's time for us to go because we're running out of toilet paper.
Because it's time for you to go. All right. All right. We'll see you tomorrow.